Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, last second adjustments. Hang on. That dude's still goated. I got still the best media interview maybe ever.
Hey, look, I'm Brandon.
Yeah, let's... You know, there's just... I felt
amazing for a moment, and then you fixed it.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages, the Rob Brown Radio Program is on your radio. Happy Thursday, my dudes, my dudettes, my amigos, my amigas. It is ever so wonderful once again to be with you here on the radio broadcast. 4 hours of sports talk, entertainment excellence coming your way, starting right this very second. My name is Rob Brown. The pleasure is almost exclusively mine because, of course, I'm real good. I'm never going to get it out of my head now every time that clip plays from friend of the show, NASCAR Cup Series driver Corey LaJoie, that man watched me make the biggest ass out of myself in real life. It's going to haunt me for years. It still does, by the way. And I want you to know, for those of you that missed the NASCAR stock car story from, what was it, last week, this week? I don't even know anymore. I've bleached it.
It was last week.
I've bleached it from my memory to the best of my ability. That there has been, and I mean this, not fewer than thrice since that your boy has, like, wanted a brownie hot fudge sundae or wanted to knock back a big old fat slice of cheesecake. And no less than thrice have I said to myself, because it was pointed out to me by the Stone Man.
Have you been
Man,
reading Shakespeare or something? Why are we going with thrice?
I like being dramatic.
Okay, all right.
No other reason. It was pointed out to me by our buddy, the Stone Man, not terribly long ago, that occasionally around the area there are celebrity races at some of the local racetracks. And I'm not saying that I'm ever going to be invited to participate in one, as I am not a celebrity.
Not on his level.
Not on Stoneman's level, that is for sure. I don't know if I'll ever be invited to one, but I promise you there will not be an occasion in my life where I get invited to one and then I show up and can't race because his my level. Fat ass can't fit in the car.
Did you get the level?
Yeah, so, I got it.
Okay. I hope he did too.
Point is, every time I hear Corey LaJoie ask, "How you doing, Big Daddy?" my response is, "I've been better." Welcome in. Great to have you guys. What a show we got lined up for you today. It is Thursday. You know that means we got a couple of benchmarks that we are going to hit throughout the course of the show today. We have got Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. Fingers crossed, haven't heard from him yet, but it's also 6 o'clock in the morning. And much like Heath Slater, Rashad got kids. So he's probably busy. But Rashad's scheduled to be here.
He also might be asleep. I mean, there's that.
I mean, either way, Rashad scheduled to be here coming up this morning at 8:40 to talk Carolina Panther football with us. Coming up at 9:20, It's Thursday, and you know what that means. Time for Fight Club with the great one, Lonzo. And we got a lot to get to, all right? We're probably going to go a slightly extended Fight Club today because we have had some WrestleMania conversations, but we have not gotten to everything that took place last weekend in the greatest spectacle in entertainment. But there was also a big deal, depending on how you viewed it and how you took it, a big deal on AEW Dynamite last night. We got a breakdown as well.
It's like every other thing on my social media.
Yeah, and you know, the
which my algorithm is kind of geared towards wrestling, right. But still.
The social media is kind of it's kind of a circle. It's kind of an inner circle thing. Like you propagate what you like to see. But there's a lot of conversation ongoing as the video from the confrontation between CM Punk and Jack Perry was shown on AEW, and it does not reflect highly upon one particular party. So we're going to give you our thoughts on that later on in the show during Fight Club at 9:20. We have had some news this week regarding the legal strife between the ACC and Florida State. Obviously, it does have an impact on the Clemson Tigers, and we need to get into that on the radio broadcast today because there was not only the decision that took place that we told you about last week on the show, but there was also a conversation that took place down in Florida about the court case filed by FSU against the ACC. So we need to get into that later on in the show because it does have a large impact on the conversation surrounding the future of the conference as a whole. Obviously, it is Masters Thursday. However, we did get some updates overnight from Augusta National Golf Course. Told you yesterday, got an opportunity to talk to Jason Sobel on the show. He is a reporter who covers the PGA Tour as a whole for Sirius, for BetMGM, and for other entities. Welp, he told me on Tuesday that Augusta was already making preparations for weather to have an impact on the course, for weather to have an impact on the tournament itself. Now we have some updates. Late last night, and then again at 5 a.m., this morning, we got some updates. The most recent update, the one that did come at 5 o'clock this morning, that update said that as of right now, we will not have the Masters start before 9 a.m. today. We will not start it until after 9 a.m. Now, we do not know what that means. We don't know if that means they're pushing it back an hour, a couple of hours. We don't know if there is possible postponement coming, but it is going to have some impact. And trust me, Augusta wants nothing more than to make sure that this tournament at least gets its start today. Okay? They want it to at least go off today, at least to start today. And they want it to at least start today so that they give themselves a chance to have it wrap up on Sunday. Now, I am currently looking at a projected weather forecast for Augusta National Golf Course. And what I am seeing right now is that the heaviest rains are well to the south of Augusta National at this point. Augusta National, of course, located almost due south of Greenville, South Carolina. Almost due south. It really is about due south of Spartanburg. And
why'd you point down?
Because that's south.
No.
Down is south.
Okay.
If I'm looking at a map, down is south.
Okay.
I don't believe that that's literally south.
Okay. All right.
So on the map, you stand in Spartanburg, you go due south, you're at Augusta National Golf Course. And the weather projection that I'm looking at right now shows that the heaviest rains at Augusta are past. The majority of the system that would have an impact on the tournament is over closer to the Atlantic seaboard. The heaviest part of it is over Savannah and moving northeast right now. And according to projections from weather.com, from what I am looking at right now, we've probably got about another hour or so until the rains clear away from Augusta. Now, there are more rains down to the southwest of Augusta, and they are moving towards it. It does look like they are light rains. Obviously, still not going to play in the rain, but it does appear, according to the weather.com forecast, that the majority of the rain will be out of the area, and Augusta National should see that rain lift sometime around 10 a.m. Then, of course, there is recovering the course before they put golfers out there for the most prestigious golf tournament on planet Earth. So my assumption, though again, I am not a meteorologist, I'm just an idiot with a microphone. My assumption is that we will have the first guys go out between 11 a.m. and noon. That'll give the boys of Augusta National about an hour to 2 hours to straighten up the course. I don't know how much work they'll need to do. I will say that the overnight weather was worse than the weather that is rolling through right now. The overnight weather was where the wind was going to come from. Obviously, after what happened last year, where a tree fell at Augusta National, it was very close to hitting some patrons. They're not going to take any risks this year. They're not going to take any chances. So, fingers crossed, we'll get this thing kicked off later on this afternoon. And I'll give you updates as Augusta releases them. The most recent one was about an hour and 15 minutes ago when they said that the first tee times will not be before 9 o'clock. I am telling you now, it's going to be well after 9 o'clock. I would believe, based on what I'm seeing right now, the better chance is that the first tee times will not go off until well after this show goes off the air. So unfortunately, we will not have the opening round updates for you on the show today. Unfortunately, you'll have to check in to offside. Nope, sorry, Wire to Wire. Old habits die hard. Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel, who I'm sure will give you leaderboard updates later on during their show from 3 to 7 this afternoon.
I'm sure.
I have no doubt. I know Cole's a Masters guy. Diesel got pretty big into golf for a hot minute there. Like, I got Diesel into golf. He was playing more than me for the better part of about 8 months. And then I haven't heard if he's still playing. I don't know if he's into it or not. And I don't know if Augusta is on his radar. I mean, I'm sure it's on his radar because he's a sports talk radio host. But I don't know if it's on his radar as a fan. Like, I'm going out of my way to watch this. For me, don't text me this weekend, okay? I mean, don't text me anyway, because
he's not going to answer.
As just about everybody I've worked with, and most everyone I know has learned at this point, if you need a response from me, call me. Call me. Because the text, I'll get back to you. It just may not be on a schedule that's helpful to you.
Or you won't.
Or I won't at all. So if you need me, call me. But if it's this weekend, don't call me, because I'm busy.
I will barrage. I will hit text and X and Facebook. And if all those don't work, I will text someone else.
Yeah. If you need me and you need me on a rapid schedule, like you need an answer now, that's not true. If you text me and go, Rob, I need to know this for the show or for the station or whatever, I will immediately text you back. But if it's not something that I can help with immediately, I go, all right, I'm just going to leave this as unread. Let me tell you what the system turns out to be. I'm going to leave this unread. That way, on my phone screen, the little notification stays up. And if that notification stays up, I'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. That's Lonzo's text. I need to circle back around and answer that. And what ends up happening inevitably is that down the road, later on, I'm like, ah, stupid notification, and I swipe it off. And then I forget to circle back around until an hour and a half later when somebody else texts me. I open that text. I go to the text list and I go, oh, crap, I forgot to text Lonzo back.
And probably the worst thing of all is when Rob knows I'm bored.
I mean.
Because I will send like 25 texts in a row just because he won't
answer
them.
Not necessarily all about the same thing either, by the way.
Just because he won't answer them.
Last week, Lonzo sent me a text. I didn't answer. And then I got like 7 or 8 texts of dinner updates. How his dinner was going at, where was it? Texas Roadhouse, I think. Just like, got the bread. It's good. It's delicious.
No, it was Outback.
That's it.
That was a month ago, but still.
It was not a month ago.
Absolutely. You probably haven't looked at all of them, so you can go back and find. It might have been longer than a month ago.
There's no way, dude.
Oh, it was.
It was the first round of the tournament. That wasn't a month ago. Well, I guess it was pretty close to a month ago, wasn't it? Damn.
You do realize we're halfway through April, right?
Oh, don't like that. Don't like that at all. All right, so coming up on the show today, speaking of the Masters, give you some of my best bets for the Masters, some of the things that I'm keeping an eye on in the Masters today. Looking forward to that. We'll talk, obviously, some college football with the updates to the FSU-ACC lawsuit in Tallahassee. We got the update earlier this week about the lawsuit in North Carolina. We'll get an update on the one in Tallahassee coming up in a little while. We'll talk some NBA basketball as the play-in tournament is upon us. Most teams have 1 or 2 games left on the schedule. So we'll take a look at who's in, who's out. Who's going to be playing in and who's going to be playing off. And we'll get to that coming up in a little while. Braves game yesterday delayed due to rain in Atlanta. Stop me if you've heard this one before. They will make that game up in September. The Bravos are scheduled today to take on the Mets in an afternoon game. So we'll take a look at that one and see where that goes. A lot of stuff to get to. Lot of stuff to talk about, lot we need to address, and we will. My name is Rob Brown. The Great Lonzo is on the ones and twos this morning. Keeping an eye on the weather at Augusta. We'll give you updates as they come out, but we got a lot more to talk about besides golf on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you this AM. Be a part of the radio broadcast. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan Phone is there for you at 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. That is 844-326-3663. The text line is open this morning at 71307, 71307. If you want to jump on board in that method, you are welcome to do it. So, Augusta National, home of the Masters this weekend, and there is a lot going on. I am really interested. I talked earlier this week about the fact that I feel like now the LIV Tour split is doing damage. And I don't mean to the PGA Tour, and I don't mean to the LIV Tour. I mean to golf itself, because it has created an issue with both leagues. The LIV Tour is effectively nowhere to be seen right now. And by that, I mean, I literally don't know where to go to see it. I've been told it's on the CW, that they're airing LIV Tour events. But I am going to tell you that the format did and does nothing for me. 54-hole events, 3-round events, shotgun starts, a team format. I am all for trying new stuff. I am all for trying gimmicks. I'm all for trying format updates. I'm all for trying these things. The problem is, I don't feel as if these updates worked. And sometimes you just got to scrap it and do what people are used to. Change is difficult for most people. Change is a difficult concept because we, as human beings, as Homo sapiens, we have evolved to be pattern-seeking creatures. That's just what we are. Anybody that has to go through a process figures out what their process is and gets into a routine. I got to get up early as hell in the mornings. My morning is now a routine. The alarm goes off at 3:40 in the morning. I'm going to say 3:40 in the morning. The alarm goes off at 3:40 in the morning. Are you hovering the button just in case I slip?
Yeah, because okay. I mean, it's definitely a struggle for you.
It is.
Yeah.
I have to focus on that word.
And you sound Canadian every time.
The alarm, eh? It goes off at 3:30 in the morning, eh? It goes off at 3:30. I usually get out of bed around 3:35. I spend a couple of minutes pulling my life together. I'm in the shower at 10 till 4. I'm out of the shower at 10 after 4 because shut up, I like a good hot shower. It's one of the luxuries of life. If you don't like a good hot shower, I don't know how.
You have time for movements in there? You gotta.
That's where I stretch.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. You meant movements old people movements, not like.
No, no, no.
Do you physically move around?
No, no. I meant throne time.
Yeah, I'm not like you though. I don't have it like, okay, 6:20, it's time to, you know, time to poop. For me, it's like, gotta poop.
No, you should try even if you can't go. I mean,
every parent on a road trip.
That's my catching up on social media while my air fryer.
How many of you poop on the clock? Not, I mean, clock at work. I mean, like, it's like, oh, it's 5:30 a.m. It's time.
I put it in my schedule to attempt. It's not like I'm always successful. Well, usually I am, because your body also has a schedule to it. And it feels like if it didn't, every time time changes, you wouldn't be all disrupted. Your body is used to, okay, doing this at this time. Just like I get hungry.
No, I agree with that.
I get hungry at certain times because that's when I always eat. So, I mean,
I get that. I'm just saying, and maybe it's because I don't have a routine when it comes. I eat when I'm hungry. Not like, okay, I got to wait another hour and a half. Like, it's not, and maybe that's why I'm a fatty, but like, if I'm hungry, I eat. That's just how it is. So maybe that's the reason. All right, this is not about a poop schedule.
It's because you won't conform to any kind of rule.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. Other people do it this way, so I'm not.
I mean, that's not why I do it. It's because.
I think somewhere deep inside that might be
part of it. It's not. It has never been this is how everybody else does it, so I'm not going to do it that way.
Yeah, because if you admitted to that, you admit to being a contrarian. And you would never do such a thing.
No, I'm literally telling you that's not what it is. And you're like, no, Rob. I know Rob better than Rob knows
My parents told me I have to eat breakfast at this time and lunch at and then the school told me I have to eat lunch at this time. And then work tells me I have to be off at lunch at this time. Well, screw all of you. I'm going to do it my way.
There is actually a philosophical principle for people that are night people like me. I'm a night person. I'm in the worst job ever for a night person, but I'm 100% a night person. And there is the belief that so much of your life is dictated by other people and other regulations and requirements of other aspects of your life, that there are people who stay up late, not because they should or they want to, but because it is the only time of the day that they fully feel in control of their lives, and they want to maximize that. And I 100% subscribe to that.
Because there's no one to make you conform to.
Correct.
Because it's nighttime, and most people are
asleep. It's not conform. I choose to do this job. I choose to do this show. I choose to live this life. But in choosing the life, yes, I have to be here at a certain time. I have to be on the air for a certain amount of times. I then have certain things I have to do after the show, off the air, for certain times. And then when I get home, I choose to be in a relationship with someone that I love. But as a consequence of that, there are certain things that I have to do. I have to do stuff around the house. I have to help out with this, that, and the other. And so when she goes to bed at 8 o'clock and I go into the bro cave, because she 100% is on a I'm in bed at 8:30 schedule. When I go back in the bro cave, it is the couple of hours a day where I'm in charge of me. I get to decide, all right, am I watching basketball? Am I playing video games? Am I playing guitar? Like, what am I doing? It's up to me. And I'm going to maximize that because it's the only time of my day where I'm in control. I like the philosophy. All right, this is not what this is about. So,
I don't know. You just shared something about yourself that the listeners now know.
I did.
The ones that are up.
And if any of you ever wonder, if you are up at 4:45 in the morning, you now know Lonzo's pooping right then on the spot.
Not at 4:45. Right? It would be right around 4:07.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's where I'm at.
If you find yourself up in the morning at 4:07, and the next time that you look at your watch and it's 4:07 a.m. as you're getting ready for work, you can go somewhere right now, this very second. The great one is having a great one.
Monday through Friday. And usually finish up somewhere between 20 to 22.
You have a 15-minute poop?
Again, I'm also multitasking. I'm catching up on social media. I'm sending you a bunch of stuff that you won't use. It's things like that.
15 minutes.
I make sure that I have schedules for certain things so I can just go absolutely crazy and do whatever I want outside of those schedules.
But like, do you use the whole 15 minutes? Is it like deep pants to wipe is 15 on the dot?
Here's the thing. So why force yourself? I mean, you let things go as they will.
Yes, but I'm not the one saying it.
Rob, a good portion of people will sit on the throne till their legs don't work.
I don't know. That's enough. We're even crossing lines for me. All right. Point here is people have a pattern. They like, I'm going to regret using this word, regularity. All right? They like their routine. And it is okay to shift routines, but I think it's something you have to do gradually. For instance, when we move from the early morning to the early morning, the shift in routine to waking up at 3:45 in the morning was a shock. It took me a while. Even though I had done it in the past, I had gotten so comfortable in the 9 to noon time slot routine that the jump to, no, you don't get up at 6 a.m. anymore. You are now way at work at 6 a.m. It was a shock to the system.
It took me a while to calculate the exact amount of time I'm going to get to sleep before I get up to get here at the time I want to get here.
I'll be real. I'm still not used to it.
Took me a week.
Yeah.
And then I had everything down.
So. I'm still in a weird spot about it. So when it came to the Live Tour, as we come full circle back around. Hey, speaking of poop, when it comes to the Live Tour.
Way to remember and find your way back.
I need you to know the brain was cooking for a minute. I'm like, all right, where were we? Got it. When it comes to the Live Tour, they tried something new. That something new did not stick with golf fans. I think it was because it was such a shock. And again, I don't care about the guys wearing shorts on tour. I don't care. I don't care about the shotgun start. That doesn't bother me. It's more along the lines of just the format of a shorter golf tournament that leads to, in my opinion, less drama down the stretch. They're playing at golf courses that I am not super familiar with. When I watch Augusta and they go, here's Rory McIlroy. He trails the leaders by 3 strokes as he enters Amen Corner. I know Amen Corner. I've been watching Amen Corner since I was literally a child. I know this course. I know where the tough shots are. I know what happens if he slices or fades off the box. I know where the next right and the next wrong shot are. And I can predict and enjoy and be involved with that. When these guys on Live Tour are playing over in Dubai, I don't know a damn thing about it. So there's no place. Somebody once pointed out that the things we like the most are things we can interject ourselves into. Everything's wrestling. Who are the most over megastars of all time? People who have lives that we kind of wish we could have. We all kind of wish we could be Ric Flair and be a limousine riding, jet flying, Rolex wearing son of a gun. We all kind of wish, at least not me, but like at least a lot of us, wish we could be stone cold and hit our boss in the head with a hospital bedpan. It's people we connect to, people we can see ourselves in. We like things we can inject ourselves into. Why do we like video games? Because we're like, dude, wouldn't it be dope if? I wish I could do this. These are all things we connect to. I can't connect with the guys on the Live Tour. I think part of it is probably the lizard brain in the back of the head going, they're making so much money doing this versus the PGA Tour where it really felt, even though it wasn't, because everybody on the PGA Tour is doing it for money too, but it always felt like with the PGA Tour, it was guys who love golf. With the Live Tour, it's not. It feels like guys that were willing to blow up golf for millions upon millions of dollars. I want it. I would do the same thing, but I can't put myself into that mind space. And then you change the format of everything I love, and then you play it on courses I've never heard of before. It separates me from a sport that I love. It separates me from athletes that in their old lives, I kind of felt like I knew. I was always a Bubba Watson guy because Bubba's from where I'm from. He's from Baghdad, Florida. That's 20 minutes outside of Pensacola. I always kind of felt like I kind of connected with Bubba. And then Bubba took Live Tour stuff, and it's like, I got nothing in common with this guy, even though we're from the same place. I got nothing from this guy. So I'm interested to see, to segue to where I was ultimately going with this. I was interested to see... am interested to see what the television ratings look like for this Masters. Because there is the drama with the Live Tour, guys. Greg Norman, the president of Live Tour, is at the Masters as a paying fan. He just showed up. You know what this is? It's the invasion angle. He bought a ticket. He's the rebel. He's the bad guy. He's the head rebel. And he just showed up. Hey, boys, I'm here.
If they didn't want him there, they could have just not sold him a ticket.
How? Private guy? I mean, I guess they could have said, no, you're not. You're barred from the course. Well, but here's the thing.
If he didn't pay with cash, then he probably used
his card. Doesn't matter.
So the PGA, yeah, nope.
The PGA Tour is not in control of tickets to the event. Augusta National is. If Augusta wants him there, he can be there. And if you're Augusta, the ones who actually run the TV broadcast as well, hell yeah, I want that guy there.
Does his mere presence cause such disruption that people are going to golf bad? I mean, how many people are going to even notice unless they throw a camera on where he's at?
Again, I don't think it has any impact on the players. It's all about the drama. It's all about the drama. We got this big thing going on with Tony Khan and Triple H and AEW and WWE. How interesting is it if on tomorrow night, Friday night SmackDown, the camera pans and there's Tony Khan three rows deep watching from ringside? Does he have any impact on the show? Not really. But you'd go,
he might learn something. But yeah, other than that.
We're coming to that later on. So, with all of that being said, I'm interested to see what the television numbers for the Masters look like. I'm interested to see how the fans feel. Are the fans as invested as they've been in years gone by? Because I think, especially after all the talk of the merger, a merger that, by the way, never came through. After all the talk of the merger possibility between the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour, I kind of feel like the drama has gone away a little bit. It doesn't really feel like PGA Tour v. LIV Tour anymore. It feels like there's two separate entities that have both kind of accepted their positioning, two separate entities that have both kind of accepted where they stand in the land of golf. I think you've got players probably on both sides that are very happy with the decisions that they made. And I think you got players on both sides that probably regret the decision that they made. I am sure there are some LIV Tour guys this week that are probably regretting that they took the money and ran to go over to the LIV Tour. And I'm sure there are guys on the PGA Tour that went, damn, I wish I would have gone and taken a nine-figure paycheck from the LIV Tour to move over.
I don't think you ever regret that kind of money.
I think once you have that money, future money on top of it is just kind of icing at that point. And you look at it and go, am I really better off than I was on the PGA Tour? Even though I'm making more money. For some people, the answer is yes. Not for everybody, but for some people. For instance, right now, if they came to me and said, Rob Brown, we are going to pay you, we're going to give you a 50% raise, but we need you to move to host in Albuquerque, New Mexico. There's a very good chance that if I took that money, I'd get to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and 6 months in, even though I'm better off financially, I would go, oh, why am I here?
How's your Spanish?
I don't know if you know this. Albuquerque's in New Mexico, not Old Mexico.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay. Pretty sure it's still in New Mexico.
Yep. How's your Spanish?
I mean, not even passable, I think.
You know, if you're down closer to where another country is, chances are there are going to be other people who speak that language also.
So yeah, for sure. But also, I've been to San Antonio. I can host there too. Don't speak Spanish. I can ask for a beer and a nap. I learned the important stuff.
Dos Equis, or is that what you do? I mean,
cerveza. Yo quiero cerveza, por favor.
Okay.
So I don't even know if that's right. I got yo quiero from the Taco Bell commercials. I don't even know if that's right.
That sounded like a chihuahua saying that. I don't know why.
So the point here is, this Masters, I think every Masters is important to golf, without a doubt. But I think this Masters is as, if not more important than any other one. And I think it is in large part because the future of golf, and when I say future, I'm talking about the LIV Tour, the PGA Tour, potential merger, potential further split. I think all of this can and will be impacted by what we as Americans do. The ratings are going to be fine. Because there's no matter what's happening with the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour, I'm watching the Big Four. I'm watching TPC. I'm watching the Open Championship. I'm watching the Masters. I'm watching the U.S. Open. I'm watching these events no matter what. No matter who's there and who's not, I'm watching them. But if the Masters numbers come down at the same time that the PGA tournament numbers elsewhere are coming down, at the same time that the Live Tour, I don't even know where to watch it. If we are ever going to push towards some sort of unification that gives us the best golf, we are not getting the best golf with a watered-down PGA field everywhere except Augusta. We are not getting the best golf with a 56-hole tournament over here that's on a network nobody knows where to find. We're just not. And so if the numbers, for honestly, either direction, if the numbers are a big spike at the Masters or if the numbers for the Masters are down way more than normal, what it's going to say is golf fans at this point are disillusioned with the sport. They are turned off by everything that's going on. They have walked back from this because they don't care about a watered down product over here where you're not getting the best golfers in the game. And they don't care about the Live Tour at all. They just don't. So the number on this golf tournament, it means something either way. I'm just intrigued to see how it plays out. So we will talk some more Masters later on in the show. Let's run to a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. My name is Rob Brown. Lonzo is on the ones and twos. The Rob Brown Show rolls on after this. It is the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Rob Brown Show carries on. It is the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo with you here as well on a Thursday a.m. Yesterday, we got a little bit into the draft, and we were talking about what teams could be trading up for a quarterback, what teams could be trading down to get away from a quarterback and pick up some stock. We went back and forth. Yesterday afternoon, I was filling on the BetQL Network alongside Nick Costos on You Better You Bet. And I got the opportunity to have a conversation, great one, with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey insider, former NFL player, draft analyst. And we were going back and forth and having some fun with Baldy, and we were giving our thoughts on different players and getting his perspective on them and given our thoughts on specific teams and getting his thoughts on what their draft future might look like. And the conversation came up about the top three quarterbacks. The conversation came up about Caleb Williams, about Jaden Daniels, and about Drake May. And Brian Baldinger, NFL analyst, expert, and insider from Odyssey and the NFL Network and a bunch of other outlets, Baldy said, Rob Brown, first off, you are very, very handsome and clearly no ball.
Wow.
It was, honestly, I blushed.
Did
it
you
was,
clip that?
It was incredible. I didn't. I should have.
Wow.
Should
have. So there's no way I could go
and
back.
Now you'll just have to take my word for that. It that he said it.
Okay, because, you know, I would love to go back and find that.
He said, Rob Brown, not only are you handsome and do you know ball like no other. He said, but I do have to push back on one thing. And I was I was not prepared because my thought was, what are you pushing back on? I just asked you to rank the top three quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. And he said, can I tell you what I've been hearing from NFL circles? And I said, you're Brian Baldinger. Of course you can, Baldy. That's where this is an interview. We ask you questions and you tell us your thoughts. And he said, good, Rob Brown. Here's my thought. He said, you aren't going to like it. Nick Costos, you're not going to like it. The overwhelming majority of your audience is not going to like it. He said, do not be shocked if Drake May is not the third quarterback taken off the board. And I went, okay. I mean, I don't know that I would be shocked because I was thinking about Michael Penix Jr. I was thinking about Bo Nix. And I thought it might be a bit of a stretch. But in my head, it said somebody's going to trade up to three to start the run of wide receivers. Somebody's going to trade up to three to get Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe there's not any moves that get made. Somebody a little bit lower in the draft. What's your setup here, Baldy? And he said, right now, around NFL circles, in a statement that made me question very briefly my own sanity, he said, there are a lot of teams who currently believe that the third best quarterback on the board is, and based on the setup of this conversation, Lonzo, who do you think Baldy said the third best quarterback on the board is?
J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. bleeping McCarthy. Now, Baldy's a good dude. He is a certified knower of ball. He is a guy that gets it right more than he gets it wrong, in my opinion. It was everything I had in me not to tell Nick Costos, end this interview right now. Get me off the radio. I can't deal with this. You're telling me J.J. McCarthy over Drake May. And he said, let me tell you why. I said, okay. He said, Rob Brown, what's your big reason for J.J. McCarthy not being there? And I said, in the biggest games of the year, his coaches didn't trust him to throw the football. In the biggest games of the year, his coaches did not ask him to be a star. And he said, that is correct. That is the biggest concern that is around J.J. McCarthy. He said, but let me tell you something. He's still more accurate than Drake May. He still throws a better ball than Drake May. Drake May is where Drake May is because of his frame, because of his size, because of his speed, because of his athleticism. He said it's not necessarily because of his arm. He said Drake May, had he not had the year that he had in 2022, based on his year of 2023, would be a fourth or fifth round guy. He said, but they're going and going, all right, he did it back in 2022. He said, doing it when you're not on the map is one thing. Doing it the next year after you place yourself on the map, run it back, doing it a second time, that's hard. That's what a pro-caliber quarterback does, and Drake May did not do it. The numbers not just weren't the same, but they were statistically way less good. He said, with J.J. McCarthy, you know what you're getting. You're getting a game manager style quarterback, but you're getting a game manager style quarterback with a more accurate football, with a more consistent football. And I said, but Baldy, I just told you, the coaches at Michigan didn't trust him. And he said, is it that they didn't trust him, or is that they built an offense around him to open up the field for him? And then after they did that, they realized, oh, we have got a first round draft pick running back as well. I said, doesn't it still play out that they didn't ask him to make big plays? And he goes, let me ask you this. He said, if you're going to throw the football versus run the football, what's the situation in which more bad things can happen? I said, throwing the football. He said, exactly. So if you've got a running back that can get you 6 yards a tote like Blake Corum, and you've got a quarterback who can get you 6 yards a pass like J.J. McCarthy, is it really bad coaching to pass the ball more than, or to run the ball more than passing? I said, I don't know. It kind of feels like it. And he goes, yeah. Hey, Rob Brown, what did Michigan do last year? And I said, let me text Lonzo and ask him, but I'm pretty sure they won the Natty. And he said, exactly. He said, so, my question is, if they got to a point, 7-8 games into the year, where they realized that having Blake Corum run more than J.J. McCarthy pass was going to win them more games than it lost them, and it's more about Blake Corum than J.J. McCarthy, doesn't it make sense that you go with more Blake Corum than J.J. McCarthy? And I said, no, Baldy, no, it doesn't. And he said, I get what you're saying, but that's not how NFL teams feel. He said they feel like J.J. McCarthy could have done dramatically more if he was asked, but he wasn't asked to because they had the offense predicated on the run, and they knew if we save J.J. McCarthy's arm for the biggest spots, it also means that defense he's throwing against are keyed in on the run. And if they are keyed in on the run, then it makes his life even easier to throw a good, accurate ball like he can do when the game is on the line. Lonzo, do you buy any of that?
No, I do not.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time. Baldy's a real smart guy. I'm having a hard time with that. Hey, Brian Baldinger's going to join the show next Monday, by the way.
Cool.
So we'll ask him about it. I'll run this by him one more time and see if his opinion changed after he had a conversation with me, certified knower of ball. You know who else knows ball? Lonzo. That's why he's going to tell you about all the ball things in the Sports Flash.
Starting with baseball, the saga of Shohei Ohtani, or more appropriately, his interpreter, continues. Ippei Mizuhara is reportedly in conversations, all right, you can leave now, with federal authorities to plead guilty to charges of theft of millions of dollars. Mizuhara is, according to ESPN, under investigation by the IRS, Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Attorney's Office of California. The New York Times is reporting that Mizuhara may have stolen more than the $4.5 million initially reported. Weather has already impacted the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta. The tournament announced this morning at 5 a.m. that the first round of tee times are delayed and will not start before 9 a.m. rather. However, no official start time has yet to be announced. Stay tuned to this here program, and we'll keep you posted. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand-new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news, all Wire to Wire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.